Welcome to the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, great minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... As we finish our interview with Wallersham Winery, Philippe, you're just not a winery, are you?
I started the distillery, the distilling side, in 2010. And then my son-in-law, Céline's husband, Tom Leonard, he is the distiller. He's managing that side of the business. I do all the tasting with him. We have about maybe 1,200 barrels aging right now of, you know, bourbon, brandy, rye, apple. And I love tasting, so I'm always involved in the tasting. But he's the distiller. I can't run it all. My son is running the bistro. So Roman went to... So he did UW Madison in food science. And then he went to France and he did Bocuse Culinary School in Lyon. Bocuse is one of the greatest chef of the world. So Roman studied at that school, and so now we can do, we're not calling it a restaurant, we have a bistro. So we're not open in the evening for supper and fancy stuff like that. A sandwich, flatbread.
It looks fancy looking at the website and the menu. It looks fancy.
Yeah. It is fancy without the price tag.
I like to find out where the passion lies, and I think asking what you're most proud of will answer that.
Proud of showcasing Wisconsin, that it is not all Bordeaux and California, that we are a profitable, viable, vibrant, beautiful business, that we are supporting 40 families.
Did you say 40?
Yeah, we have 35 full-time employees, 50 part-time. And we spread the wealth. You know, we have 4 weeks of paid vacation after 10 years, plus 1 week of sick days. We've done it a little bit the French way. So that's the pride of showcasing Wisconsin, and yes, it can be done successfully.
You said the winery was small and it's gone through some changes and things, but looking at the website, it looks massive. How big is the property?
So the property... It used to be small. I mean, the winery, we used to make wine in a barn with 8-foot ceiling. That barn is no longer there. So in 1993, we built a fermentation room, and then we expanded ever since. Just to give you a quick scale, and I will answer your question on the property, we were doing 8,000 gallons in 1984. We're doing 260,000 gallons today.
Wow, from the barn to, yeah, 260,000 gallons.
Yep. So the property itself is about 80 acres, and there's 20 acres of vineyard on this property, and then we lease another 10 acres a mile down the road.
Yeah, because you've got three businesses kind of all packaged onto the property. You've got the winery, the distillery, and then the bistro.
Yep.
And it's looking, you know, just looking at the website, it's you know, very Wisconsin built, tough for the elements. It's beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's interesting because so in 1993, when we did our first expansion, we rented a car because we didn't have a car that could take us all the way around Lake Michigan. We rented a car and we drove all the way around Lake Michigan, and we stopped at many wineries, Chateau Grand Traverse, Lillano Peninsula, all the way down to St. Julian. For us, it was pointless to go to California to visit winery because we're dealing with 2 feet of snow and inches of ice, and it's winter from December 1st to March 1st. So, yeah, we have to think of where do we put the snow, where do we unload a truck, insulation so the pipe don't freeze and all that. So yeah, everything is inside, everything is insulated. So from the outside, you don't realize how big it is inside. With we have 40 tanks that are 5,800 gallons, you know.
Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzer. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.